Part 4, Preview. And who is this adorable little thing? Scott rolls his eyes. Isaac, this is Peter. Peter, this is my new partner. A partner, Peter says, rolls the word around in his mouth. Seems to be going around lately. Must be something in the water. Getting hard out there for the rest of us. Not that you'd know. Not my problem, Peter says, and shrugs. Now, did you get what I asked you? Eyes boring into Scott. Exactly. Exactly, Scott promises. Just the last few times, I promise. He picks up the vial. Looks at it, at the perfect blue glow. We'll see, won't we? He turns back to the desk. I promised you three? Scott's eyebrows draw down. 350. And Isaac has a moment of near pants-pissing terror at the way Peter's eyes flash red. He doesn't know what the hell upgrade that is, but it's terrifying enough in the abstract. After a moment, Peter grins, and the glow in his eyes fades. 350. So you said. It's a prison. The nicest prison money can buy. And the Argent money can buy just about anything. But a prison nonetheless. Allison doesn't know it's a prison. Not really. She thinks she's sick. She thinks she's being protected. And on some level, that's true. She is sick. Chris isn't sociopathic enough to poison his own daughter in order to keep her inside. Just sociopathic enough not to cure her. Potato, potato. He's an Argent. The rules don't precisely apply. Sometimes, he thinks, as Allison hits another bullseye. He's not sure if he's concerned about unleashing the world upon Allison, or Allison upon the world. The end.
Ladies, gentlemen, signore, signori,
don't you dare touch your TV. Tonight's genetic opera is the place Jingle. To be.
Jingle. The transplant.
Bellissimo. The genetic opera is this evening.
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna cry. You're gonna
say.
Bravi, bravi, bravissime. The genetic opera is good.
It's good.
Bravi, bravi, bravissime. The genetic opera is good.